Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending April 3rd, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news, 5,000 overseas returnees could be prosecuted for failing to contact Health Ministry. According to Dunstan Bryan, the Permanent Secretary in Jamaica's Ministry of Health and Wellness, 5,000 individuals who returned to the country from overseas between March 18th and March 23rd, 2020, could be prosecuted for their failure to contact the ministry. These people could face fines of $1 million or 1 year in prison. Bryan said police have received instructions to serve notices about the pending action against those who continue to violate the law, noting that they are putting the country at greater risk of contracting COVID-19. He went on to say that the Health Ministry, the Passport, Immigration and Citizenship Agency, Jamaica Customs, and the National Security Ministry are working to create a list of the people who entered the country during that specified period in March. They will be checked at their homes for their quarantine status. Prime Minister Andrew Holness called for individuals returning to the island to self-isolate and to contact health officials. State Minister Green calls for Jamaicans to report price gouging. Floyd Green, Jamaica's Minister for Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, is urging Jamaicans to report incidents of suspected price gouging to the Consumer Affairs Commission, or CAC. Green emphasized the importance of reporting such incidents and asked the public to provide receipts with their reports to show the basis for their suspicions. The CAC is the agency responsible for enforcing the new price gouging resolution included in the 2020 trade sale of goods during periods of declaration of disaster area order. This week's Caribbean news. Warships from United States deployed to stop drug trafficking in Caribbean. The United States has sent warships to the Caribbean under the direction of the country's president, who stated, "We must not let the drug cartels exploit the coronavirus pandemic to threaten American lives." The action followed a charge by the U.S. against Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and other officials for narco-terrorism. The government of Venezuela called the action a diversion to distract attention from the U.S.'s response to the COVID-19 spread in their country. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaican ambassador to U.S. says border closing causes uncertainty for Jamaicans. According to Audrey Marks, Jamaica's ambassador to the United States, the embassy is working to clarify the status of Jamaicans currently in the U.S. following the closure of Jamaica's borders by Prime Minister Andrew Holness in response to the spread of COVID-19. Many Jamaicans were left stranded as a result of the action, which went into effect on March 24, 2020. Mark said the embassy had contacted the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service and the U.S. Embassy in Jamaica to help those people. This week's business news. Finance Minister offers aid to informal sector. Dr. Nigel Clark, Jamaica's Finance Minister, announced that members of the informal sector are being offered financial grants to help them adjust to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Those eligible for the grants include barbers and hairdressers, taxi operators, bar operators, and market vendors. Clark noted that Jamaica recognizes that some people are informally employed, and so the government is developing a program to help this group survive the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. The amount of the grant has yet to be determined. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. COVID-19 claims life of reggae pioneer Delroy Washington. Delroy Washington, a pioneer of reggae music, has died as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Washington died at St. Mary's Hospital in London following a short illness after attending a large banquet gathering for a member of the reggae community. Washington was diabetic, which heightened his risk of serious virus complications. His death was a shock to the worldwide reggae community. This week's sports news. Premier League club players could face pay cut. As all sectors of Jamaica's economy adjust to the impact of coronavirus on the nation's economy, Clyde Jurydini, the general manager of the Harbourview Football Club, said that the Premier League Clubs Association plans to meet to address the issue of pay. The discussions will include determining the extent to which the clubs will be able to continue compensating the players. He also noted that the clubs intend to continue paying players, but representatives of the teams will ultimately decide if they can afford to pay full wages or just some percentage of the total amount. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.